Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Alana Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT Journal Family. My guests today are Dr. Amita Joshi, Vice President, Head of Clinical Pharmacology and M&S at Genentech, and Dr. Karthik Venkatakrishnan, Vice President, Global Head of Quantitative Pharmacology
at Takeda,
both Associate Editors for Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics. And of course, you'll all recognize the voice of CPT Editor-in-Chief and frequent podcast contributor, Dr. Pete Vandergraff, Senior Vice President at Certara. We'd also like to acknowledge that Dr. Shirley So, Division Director of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and Dr. Kathy Giacomini, Dean of the Department of Bioengineering and Therapeutic Sciences at the University of California, San Francisco, are also contributing to the call for papers we're about to discuss. It's great to have you all here, and I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me on a Friday, no less.
Thanks, Elena.
So CPT's newest call for papers is seeking research related to innovations in clinical pharmacology and therapeutics. Amita, why clinical innovations in 2025?
Yeah, thanks, Alana, for the introduction. Our field, clinical pharmacology, continues to evolve, and our scientists are very innovative in bringing in new tools to the table. And so we thought it's time again to publish papers on clinical innovations and innovations in clinical pharmacology, both in therapeutics and in the technical areas such as modeling and so on. So yeah, it's never a stagnant field. So we thought it's time to do another special issue on innovations in our field.
That makes sense. Thank you, Karthik. Clinical innovations covers a lot of ground. How does this focus connect to various aspects of clinical pharmacology and translational medicine?
It covers a lot of ground, and that's because clinical pharmacology, by its very nature, is a highly interdisciplinary bridging discipline that enables the translation of biomedical research innovations to the discovery, development, and optimized use of therapeutics. Our science really makes us go from molecule to medicine. And if we think of the ASCPT framework with the three major networks of the society, translational and precision medicine, quantitative pharmacology, and development, regulatory, and outcomes, there's so much diversity in the innovations that we have witnessed across these networks. It's been truly inspiring in recent years, where we are in a data and digital age, and we do this with extreme patient focus. So this issue is really being designed to celebrate these innovations across the spectrum. And we invite our readers to submit their exciting research in any of these areas for this themed issue.
Thanks, Karthik. I love how you managed to hit on a couple of ASCPT's strategic focuses as well, both with diversity and the patient focus. So that's great that that's being incorporated here. Pete, walk me through what topics you would really like to see in this issue. Are there specific types of submissions or research you're hoping to receive?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So we really hope that the issue will showcase, you know, cutting-edge scientific advances and innovations that are shaping the field of clinical pharmacology and therapeutics. And so the way I think about this is what emerging science and technology and new best practices will be entering and transforming drug development and clinical practice in the coming years. So we hope this will also illustrate the diversity, as Karthik mentioned, and the interdisciplinary nature of innovation in our fields by bringing together contributions from researchers, drug developers, regulators, clinical practitioners across the globe. And the special issue really seeks to provide a comprehensive view of how clinical pharmacology is evolving to meet the current and future challenges.
And what about article types? I know original research is highly sought after. Are there other manuscript types you'd find particularly interesting?
Yeah, well, we are always very keen to receive high-quality original research articles that are fit into the theme, since by definition, I think these provide the most up-to-date overview of the state of the art in the fields. However, we also encourage our authors to consider other article types. For example, I would be very interested in systematic reviews of emerging technologies and also, for example, tutorials on clinical pharmacology of novel therapeutic modalities and innovations in patient-focused clinical research in specific populations. And lastly, themed issues are always a great platform for the publication of white papers.
All excellent points. Thank you. Amina, what's the value in submitting for a themed issue? Why wait to publish in a specific issue if you have research ready now?
Thanks for that question, Alana. Of course, researchers should not wait to submit a paper just because there's a special issue. But on the other hand, you get a lot of uptake. A lot of people look at journal issues when they have special issues. So it is quite important that we submit new things in special themed issues so that people who are browsing the journal and using it as a way of understanding where the field is evolving should have that at their fingertips.
That's right. And I will also say that as journal staff and as society, we do a lot to promote these special issues as well. There will be another podcast once the issue publishes. We do a lot of social media posts around this. So it really does sort of up the profile of your research to be part of a themed issue. Karthik, what's it like being part of a team for a themed issue of CBT? Like, walk me through what goes into an undertaking like this.
Thank you, Elena. First, I want to express my gratitude for these opportunities to work on themed issues as a member of the editorial team of CPT. It's really been amazing. I would use three words to describe the overall experience of working on a themed issue. One is learning, second is branding, and third is fun. And I'll tell you a little bit about each. So, learning, we learn from each other. As I said earlier, as it was discussed, we are in an interdisciplinary area, and we all have different areas of expertise and richly diverse experiences and perspectives. So there's a great learning opportunity. Secondly, it's about branding, how to communicate our science so that it reaches our readers in a meaningful way. How do we make it accessible? How do we help galvanize our readership? And one of the things here really that's special is the cover design when the issue comes together. It's such an exciting activity where it allows us all to approach our science as an art. And the third part is fun. We really like to have fun doing this together as a team. And in this context, I'm particularly grateful for the opportunity that we have to work with our highly inspiring editors in training, Matthias and Allison, who've been part of this team.
Excellent. Thank you, Karthik. And yes, I did want to bring up Allison Dunn and Matthias van Hoogdalem, who are our 2024-2025 editors in training. They are helping with this issue. We're very grateful for their participation. So those are all the questions I have prepared for today. Are there any additional thoughts any of you would like to share before we wrap this up?
I would just like to point out to the listeners of our podcast that we are planning to publish two other themed issues later this year too, and I'm very excited about both too. So in April, we will have the From Bench to Budget theme, which is guest edited by Sebastian Schneeweis from Harvard Medical School, which will focus on the intersection of drug developments, population health, and economic evaluation. And then during the ASCPT annual meeting at the end of May, we will publish a very special issue to mark the 125-year anniversary of the society. And I can't disclose too much about this yet, but watch this space, since I think it will be a unique collector's item that every clinical pharmacologist wants to have on their bookshelf.
Yes, that issue is going to be incredibly interesting. And I also cannot believe that it's the 125th anniversary of the society. Definitely keep your eye out. Karthik or Amita, anything to share before I let you get started with your weekends?
Well, I'm really excited also to be part of this. This is not the first time I've been a special issue editor, and it's really been fun. Working together with colleagues, like Karthik, Pete, and others, and just learning from each other. So I really enjoyed this opportunity, and I encourage people to submit to our special issue. We want to hear from you. What do you think are the current themes that you are navigating? What are some of the innovations in clinical pharmacology that have not been yet published? Please submit.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Elena, for inviting our thoughts on this and again an ask to our readers of CPT, please, and broadly the clinical pharmacologists, translational medicine scientists, and practitioners in clinical pharmacology across that spectrum from the discovery, development, regulation, utilization of therapeutics, any innovations that you have, please share here, because this is an opportunity for us to really multiply this knowledge and really elevate our discipline even further. Thank you.
Yes, and I just want to thank you all for being here today. Again, I know it's, especially for Pete, it's pretty late on a Friday, so I definitely appreciate you taking the time to do this. And as everyone said, please do submit to this issue. Please share your ideas and innovations. These really are a lot of fun to work on, and we're really looking forward to receiving your research. This call for papers is available on the ASCBT website, and we'll also include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by May 15th, 2025, so if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to CPT, please contact our managing editor, Alethea Girding, at alethea@ascpt.org. That's alethea@ascpt.org. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.